in the name of Allah, the Most Kind and Compassionate. All characters and events portrayed in this series are fictional. Any resemblances are purely coincidental. Parental guidance is advised for younger listeners.
جعل خليفة في الدنا آدم من ضلعه أهدى له حواء.
It is certainly not the first time or the last time that Auntie Poppy gives a defeated sigh as her husband enters the kitchen.
And now, my Jalavi, what's wrong? Why are you looking so sad?
Don't even ask, Qadir. Just don't even ask.
Okay, I won't ask. I will just wait until we go next door and tell Hawa what's the matter.
That's what's so terrible, Qadir. It's Hawa's problem, and I don't even know what to tell her anymore.
Poppy, is this about Hamza again?
No, Qadir, it's not that. Hawa called today, and she sounded so finished. It broke my heart. Her arthritis flared up again, but still, she was so busy filling samosas. She still has another 10 dozen to fill for Mrs. Van Niekerk's order. You know, I can't help but wonder at today's kids.
Come now, Poppy, don't wonder too much. Just now you will get lost and I can't afford to lose you, my Jalebi.
No, Carla, I don't know what's wrong with our youth today. Look at Hawa and Adam, 4 grown-up children, and not one of them can even help their parents. Forget help their parents. They can't even visit their parents. Hawa says it's almost a year since she's seen any of her kids from Joburg. Do you know how she misses them?
But didn't Safiya come down last holiday?
Yeah, but only for a few hours to fetch her meat supply and then she was gone. I don't even know what to say. My heart is so sore for Hawa. I wish there was something I could do to make her feel a little better.
How about you just bake some of your delicious scones?
Qadir, be serious. Besides, Hawa's scones are even tastier than mine.
Never. But you know what, my Jalebi? Don't look so worried. We will think of something, okay? Never fear when Qadir is here. Now smile, please.
True to Auntie Poppy's words, an exhausted Hawa neatly folds the final samosa to complete Mrs. Funny Cag's order. She takes a few moments to rest her painful fingers. She can't help but feel a sense of despair as she stares at the haggard sight of her hands.
Ya Allah, I can only hope these hands have served you well.
Hawa hears the sound of the front door opening and is shocked to realize that Adam is already home. She immediately gets back to work, neatly arranging the samosas into plastic containers.
Where has the time gone?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yeah, wait. Let me get that from you.
Hawa quickly wipes her hands on a dishcloth before rushing to take the box from Adam's hands into her own.
Hawa, be careful, it's heavy.
Yes, it is. Wait, I'll put it here on the sofa and then get Hamza to carry it to the kitchen for us. Hamza? Hamza? Please come here, my bachu.
Yeah, I'll take it myself. It's no use asking Hamza. What can that boy do?
Adam!
No, Hawa. Didn't I tell him very clearly that he should be at the shop to help me today? So tell me, where was your bachu? He closed in 1 hour before closing time and then asked me, Pa, what must I do?
Gee, Ma, what must I do?
No. See, yo, what must I do, son? What must I do?
Salam, Dad. So you back.
Come, I tell you what you must do. You must try to take on some responsibility for change and stop holding your mother's apron strings the whole day.
Pa!
Whoa.
Why are you getting so worked up? You're gonna get your blood pressure high for nothing.
Yeah.
Please have some water and we can talk about this calmly.
See the son of yours, Hawa? Your bachu. What does he even do the whole day? Walk behind you?
Adam? Hamza is right. Calm down, please. He doesn't just walk behind me the whole day. He helps me with my orders, like he's doing now. Hamza, my boy, please take that box and put it in the kitchen for me. And then take these samosas and go and give it to Mrs. Van Niekerk. Make sure you take the money from her, okay?
Sure, Ma. Yeah, I'll go for you right now. Anything to get out of this madhouse.
Hamza takes the box to the kitchen, then leaves with the samosas.
Ma, you and Pa can have supper finished. I'm really not that hungry. I'll see you later, inshallah. Salams.
As the door shuts, Adam turns with a resigned sigh to Hawa.
When will you stop making excuses for him?
He's still learning, Adam. Come now, don't be so hard on him. He's the only son who still cares enough to stay with us.
While Hamza, who is the youngest son of Adam in Hawa Valley, lives with his parents in the tiny town of Mariko, his three siblings Junaid, Nadim, and Safia reside in the bustling city of Johannesburg. They each happily married and generally lead a comfortable life, although they rarely visit their hometown. The three siblings have made it a ritual practice to keep in touch with each other, no matter how busy life in the city can get. As Safia was about to leave for their monthly meeting, her phone began to ring.
Adil, please can you get that? I'm just busy fastening my scarf.
Okay. It's Mum.
My Mum?
Yeah, answer it.
Adil hands Safia the phone, which she reluctantly answers.
Hello?
Assalamu alaikum. You took so long to answer. Anyway, how are you, my boyri?
Sorry, Ma. I'm on my way out. Is it anything urgent? Can I phone Ma back when I get home?
Oh, no. It's nothing urgent. I just thought I'd phone and ask how you and your brothers are all doing. You don't even phone me anymore.
We're all okay, Ma. Just super busy.
Aye, my poor children. You all need a holiday. Come spend some time with me and Pa on the farm. Pa's also missing you.
Oh, please convey my salams to Pa. Ma, can I call Ma back? We're invited for supper with Bai and them. Adil's waiting for me to go. I'll call Ma later.
Oh, so nice. Are you going to Bai's house?
No, Ma. We'll just go to one restaurant here for a quick bite. You know how no one wants to get their houses dirty anymore?
Never mind, my poiri. Next time you must just invite everyone to your house. There's more barkat that way, you know.
Gee, Ma, I really need to go now, okay? Assalam.
Safia, before I forget, you know those tablets you got for me for my arthritis? Please get it for me again. I'm really not feeling too well again.
Okay, no problem, Ma. I'll courier it to you.
Aren't you coming for the weekend?
No, Ma, not this weekend. Adil has... Ma? Ma?
Safia sighs in exasperation as she realizes that Hawa abruptly cut the call.
What happened?
My mother just put the phone down on me because I said we're not going this weekend. You know, let's go. I'll come back and call her. She didn't have to put the phone down on me like that.
You sure? Maybe you should just call back and see if she's okay. I mean, it's not like Ma to do that.
Safia shrugs as she looks to Adil.
You obviously don't know my mother. Hamza is there with them. If something is wrong, he'll call us. Ma's just trying to guilt trip me again. Let's go.
Safia and Adil make their way to Adega, where they happily met Junaid, along with his wife Farida, as well as Nadim and his wife Amina. The group is happily enjoying their meal, when suddenly, Junaid's phone begins ringing incessantly.
Bro, it's Friday evening. Your phone's supposed to be off.
I know, but Mulana Ahmad is supposed to get back to me on something. So let me just see who it is, okay?
Thank goodness Nadim gets to charge overtime if anyone bothers him after working hours. The only way people appreciate time is when they pay for it.
Ah, no wonder you can afford to live the way you do.
Yes, well, some.
some of us are rather fortunate.
Hey, Farida, how's my gorgeous niece doing? Is that son-in-law of yours treating her well?
Steph, let me tell you, he treats her better than a queen. The jewelry he buys her puts Amina's to shame.
Shh! Can you ladies keep it down? I can't hear. Hello? Salam? Uncle Kader?
Yes, Junaid. It's Uncle Kader. Then, why are you busy? I have some news for you.
No, no, no. Not at all, Uncle Kader. What's wrong? Are you and Auntie Poppy okay?
We're all well, my son. It's your mum I'm worried about. When last did you speak to her?
I spoke to her not so long ago.
Bye. My advice to you as an uncle. You all need to come and see Mummy before her time is up. Bring your siblings and come over this weekend. Your parents need you. I will speak to you when I see you. Okay? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Junaid carefully puts his phone back into his pocket and avoids eye contact with his siblings.
What did Uncle Carter have to say?
He said we need to go see Mummy before her time is up.
Oh no, we need to go. Something must have happened to Mummy. That's why she cut the call. Adil, phone Hamza now, quickly. Junaid, phone Uncle Kader back.
I can't phone him, Sirs. Uncle Kader still uses the public phone. You know him and his masalas.
Nadim, try Ma's landline. Maybe Pa will answer. Quick, I hope Ma's okay.
A worried Nadim tries phoning his parents to no avail, and Hamza's cell phone goes straight to voicemail.
A dial is not in service at this time.
Adil, you have to drive me down right now.
Sirs, I would love to, but you know I have a CPD workshop to attend tomorrow.
Don't stress, Adil. I'll take Surfs with me.
Excellent. Then I don't need to come. You know how allergic I am to the countryside.
Amina?
Amina's right, Nadim. You, Sophia, and I will leave now. Once we get there, we'll gauge the situation, and if need be, the others can come down later. Let's go.
As they hurriedly bid their families farewell and make their way to their hometown, Junaid, Nadim, and Sophia can clearly hear Uncle Carter's voice echoing in their minds.
You all need to come and see Mummy before her time is up.
Uncle Carter stares for a few minutes at the phone he just put down.
I heard that, Carter.
Jalebi, I told you I will be home in Egypt. Why are you stalking me?
Carter, this is exactly why I have to follow you. How could you lie to Junaid like that?
I didn't lie, Poppy. Tell me, what was a lie in what I said?
You made it sound like Hava is in Sakrat. Please phone Junaid and tell him his mother is not dying.
I can't. My small change is finished, and that would be lying.
Carter.
It's true, Poppy. I only reminded Junaid about what he already knows. Now, the rest is up to him. We are all dying. Every breath we take, we are dying. None of us know how long we have left in this world. You know what they say? Kalhu Nahu.
You watch too many Indian movies, Carter.
Astaghfirullah, never. Come now. It's getting chilly. Let's walk back home, my Jalebi.
After a stressful drive, Junaid, Nadim, and Sophia finally reach their destination. To their surprise, they see their father calmly talking to Uncle Carter outside the front door. They rush towards them, and Adam is extremely delighted.
Am I seeing correctly? Junaid, Nadim, Sophia? You're all here.
Pa, assalamu alaikum. Where's Ma?
In the kitchen. Where else? If you go in quickly, you can join her and Auntie Poppy for tea.
Join them for tea? I thought Ma was sick.
Adam, you didn't tell me how I'm sick. What's wrong?
Uncle Kadif, but you said...
Oh, bye. I was just giving you general advice. I didn't say that your mother is sick, did I?
But, Uncle Kadif... You said...
I said you need to come see your mummy before her time is up. What's wrong with what I said?
We thought you meant...
You know what thought did Junaid?
He planted a feather and thought a chicken would grow.
Ah, that's my girl.
I don't believe this.
Now. Since you are here, why don't we go inside and have some tea? Who knows when we'll get another chance like this again.
Your mother is going to be ecstatic.
Gee... and Farida is going to kill me.
We'll have a joint janaza, bro.
Hawa is indeed ecstatic to see not one, but all three of her children. She playfully scolds them for not telling her that they were planning a visit. She would have at least prepared a delicious meal for them.
Safiya, didn't I teach you not to lie? Telling me you're going to a restaurant and then coming to Mom's kitchen?
Ma, it was unexpected for all of us. Ma put the phone down so abruptly.
No, I didn't put the phone down. The line cut. You know, we haven't paid our bills again. So they cut it and Hamza isn't home yet, so I couldn't even send you a message from his phone.
It's so late. Where is Hamza at this hour?
Oh, you know, he said he was going to meet a few friends after he does the samosa deliveries.
While Hawa and Safiya discuss Hamza's whereabouts, Junaid and Nadeem exchange worried glances. Nadeem has decided to take a quick look at his father's account.
Look at this overdraft, Junaid. We can't leave it like this. Dad's going to run us into even greater losses. We need to settle this and close this account once and for all.
Close the account and do what exactly, Nadeem? How do you expect Ma and Pa to live here without anything to do or any income? Look at how Ma looks.
You know what Uncle Cardiff did tonight was unacceptable. I can't believe that old man. If Pa wasn't standing there, I would have given him a piece of my mind.
Nadeem, you will do no such thing. What he did was ridiculous. But it was also absolutely necessary. He knew it was the only way to get us here. Look at how Ma and Pa are suffering.
What are you two skinnering about?
Where's Ma?
Gone to the bathroom, which, by the way, has no hot water in the tap. So you'll have to boil some water for wudu. Pa's sleeping already. What's up?
Our parents are old and broke. That's what's up, little sis.
What are we going to do, boy?
I don't know yet, but one thing is for sure. We can't leave them here for much longer. Anyway, let's go to bed now. We need to leave early tomorrow morning before my wife has another hissy fit.
Thank Allah they didn't come with us. I mean, I would have died here.
The siblings call it a night and head to bed without waiting for Hamza to return home. Hamza remains too distracted and blissfully oblivious of his siblings' arrival.
Are you leaving already?
Unfortunately. Yes, but I will see you again soon, my fair lady.
And when do I get to meet your parents?
Soon. Soon enough, my dear Kate. I promise you.
زوجان عن طهر وكل نقاء.
Will Hamza keep his promise? Will Junaid find a fitting solution for his parents' situation? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
Yes, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International's drama series this year, and it is called Family. Together with me, I've got Mawlana Yusuf Umar. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, indeed, another beautiful month of Ramadan, another drama series, and a pleasure to be with you here, Mawlana Habib, as we will discuss, just give a bit of advice, a bit of points regarding each episode as we done last year.
So, just to put you into perspective, this year's drama is called The Family. So, we've got the mother and father, as you've seen in episode 1. We've got Adam and Hawa, more like Mala Yusuf, like how Adam and Eve was.
Mm.
So, Adam and Hawa, and then they've got four children. They've got Junaid, Nadeem, Safiya, and Hamza. Now, Junaid is married, he's got a wife, and her name is Farida. Nadeem is also married. And her name, Nadeem is also married to Amina. Oh, Nadeem is married, and his wife's name is Amina. And then we've got Safiya. She's married to Adil, and the last son, Hamza, who is still not married, and is a bachelor, staying with his parents. So that's the setup this year, Mulan Yusuf.
Gee, and as you can see, the listeners, if you're paying attention to what Mulan Habib said and to the drama, you'll come to realize that we've structured this family in such a way that it focuses on anyone, whoever you are. If you're a parent, if you're a child, if you're a married child, a single child, if you the eldest sibling, if you're a middle sibling, so it relates to anyone. So they, as we go through the drama series, inshallah, throughout the month of Ramadan, you will see that in each one of their lives there's different there's challenges, there's uphill battles, there's good times as well, and it promises to be a fascinating and educational drama series.
Yes, so a fascinating setup. Four children, parents are struggling. What happens to them? What will happen to them in the coming episodes? That, inshallah, will unfold for you as you go into the drama series. So yes, Jazakallah Khairan Mawlana Yusuf Umar for that insightful perspective there. So each episode will conclude with a nasiha, an advice, and a point of reflection that we can all think about daily on Radio Islam with myself and Mawlana Yusuf Umar.
Yes, that is true, inshallah. The reason, of course, because, you know, I mean, yes, the drama series might be entertaining and there might be a few laughs here and there. But it's unfortunate that if we listen to the entire drama series and we don't pick out the finer points and the lessons between the lines. So, inshallah, every episode, Mawlana Habib and I will join you for about, not long, 3 or 4 minutes, inshallah, and we'll pick out one or two lessons that we find in the day's episode. Until the next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.